August 28th of next month marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of Roger Torrey Peterson. Peterson's seminal Field Guide to the Birds, first published in 1934, was the first of its kind. 12 years later, Richard Poe wrote the Audubon Land Bird Guide and Audubon Water Bird Guide, which I considered indispensable when I started birding because Poe's books provided more detailed, insightful information about each bird, including its habits and conservation status, while Peterson focused strictly on identification. But as much as I loved learning about each species, I couldn't even get started on that until I knew what the species was, and for that, Peterson was essential. In 1966, Chandler Robbins's Golden Guide to Birds of America was published. It had two distinct advantages over the Peterson Guide, being entirely in color, while many of Peterson's illustrations were in black and white, and all the text about each species faced the drawings, while Peterson's plates were in a separate section from his text. I started out with both field guides and overall preferred the Golden Guide, but I used both on every turkey identification. I guess Peterson quickly figured out that the Golden Guide represented serious competition, but rather than grow defensive or embittered about it, he simply redid his own field guide, adopting those features. His was the first. And the way he simplified bird identification popularized birding like never before. Peterson wrote or edited dozens of other field guides about everything from rocks to plants to mammals. So when environmentalism came in vogue in the 1970s, people had the tools they needed to learn about nature. Roger Torrey Peterson did more for birding than anybody. And so his 100th birthday is significant. To mark the occasion, Houghton Mifflin is releasing what will probably be the last all-new release of the Peterson Field Guide, this one consolidating his Eastern and Western volumes. I can't wait to see it. Meanwhile, several biographies of Peterson have been released recently. I've read most of them. Most of them are rather worshipful and focus on his relationships with his editors more than anybody else. My favorite, by far, simply titled Birdwatcher, The Life of Roger Torrey Peterson, is written by Elizabeth J. Rosenthal. I like this best for many reasons, perhaps most because she examines his home life as well as his accomplishments as a naturalist, so we get glimpses of him as a total human being. As America's premier naturalist, Roger Torrey Peterson spent more than half his time away from home. When his children were little, he celebrated Christmas by getting up for present opening and then retreating to his studio to paint until dinner time. He was married 3 times, and this is the only book that gives any real information about where his wives and 2 sons fit into his life. It's also the one with the most in-depth information about his close friendships. As an older teen and young adult, he became a member of the Bronx Bird Club, a loosely organized little circle of avid birders. His friendships with these men and with James Fisher were his most treasured relationships in his entire life, and this is the only book that gives us clear looks at him in these relationships. I got to meet and spend time with Joe Hickey when Russ and I lived in Madison in the late 70s, and I heard a lot of stories about Peterson. This is the only book that jibes with these first-hand accounts. In the next couple of months, we're going to be hearing a lot about Roger Torrey Peterson. Elizabeth Rosenthal's well-researched biography, Birdwatcher, will give you a satisfying look into this fascinating and complicated man. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.